I am very excited to be covering this issue right now. Ooh, that's an interesting laugh. I wonder if we're going to agree about this issue or not.
We'll get into it. I've spoken to a couple friends about it, and I've come to the conclusion that I have mixed feelings.
Okay. That's fair. That's very fair. And before we really get into it, we should introduce ourselves and say, hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of Simply Amazing. It is the Nightcrawler podcast.
This accent? Absolutely not. That's not Lisa. Who just possessed you?
I am workshopping a character here, girl. I am workshopping. Oh, okay.
All right,
we'll see.
I'm not sure if I like the character yet.
It's already gone. It's F. Anyway, welcome back to Simply Amazing. We are the Nightcrawler podcast for Nightcrawler fans and for Nightcrawler himself, were he to ever show up in this world. Could happen. Who knows?
Absolutely. You know what's really funny is the second you said that, your screen got really blue. I don't know if that's some light around you or something, but it was like Kurt showed up for a second. The second you said that, it was pretty cool.
Wow. I can feel him. I feel him. Oh, I feel the power. I can feel him coming through my bones. Oh, yes. And I am the OG Nocturne, and with me is the fabulous, also wearing blue.
Yes, this is a work shirt, though, sadly. It is not a Kurt shirt. I don't get to work with Kurt at work, which is very sad. But
that was a lot of irks sounds. Work with Kurt at work.
It was. Okay, I'm glad that wasn't just me, because I felt kind of insane for a second. So I was like, I need to just slow down and pretend nothing happened.
I feel insane all the time, every day. And that's why my therapy bill is so high. So yeah, but that is Lauren right there. She is with me here. And we are going to be talking today about Uncanny Spider-Man, number 2, the second issue in a 5-issue series.
Yes, I am excited to talk about this. I think it's really cool how this has gotten a lot of people talking. I think both people that didn't care for what Spurrier's other two stories with Kurt were, or even hated them, and people that were like they weren't that bad, or people that still liked them. Everybody that likes Kurt is talking about this issue, which I think is cool. At least people are talking about Kurt, so that's already an automatic bonus for me.
Absolutely, totally agree. And I just, again, I love Kurt branching out into different aspects of the Marvel universe because it opens up more avenues for storytelling with him that doesn't surround just the X-Men and the plight of mutants. So, but yeah, we open this issue, which is this is kind of interesting because usually when they come out with a preview of the next issue, it's usually the first couple pages. But in this case, the preview that they came out with started with Rhino in the subway and skipped over these pages, which I thought was an interesting decision. Because, you know, these pages kind of, it's Mystique screaming about the baby and Destiny and yeah, it's, and Nightcrawler's like, no, that's not canon yet, Mystique. Like, canon is still that Azazel's my dad. But, and you know, I don't know, Mystique's kind of going crazy and yeah.
Which, let's talk about that for a second. Because okay, that alone, it was like at least one of the top three, if not the top thing about this issue for me, is that what we have manifested is finally starting to happen. We see it in the works. And one, I'm very proud of us, and I'm very proud of the Kurt fans and the Mystique and Destiny fans that have also helped manifest this for so many years, including the ones that probably were, you know, doing it more longer than I've been alive. But on the other hand, also, Spurrier Marvel, if you set this up and you fuck us over, I will destroy you. I won't actually destroy you, but I will want to destroy you very personally.
Yeah, that was what I wanted to jump in and say is like, let's not count all our hands before they act. Like, let's not count all our hands before they hatch. You know, like, yeah, anything can happen. It looks like it's going in our direction and we are manifesting hard, but you know, I don't trust Marvel just yet that, you know, everything they say is going to happen. So,
Liz, this is my anxious attachment issues and my abandonment issues coming up, but I trust no one. Y'all are going to give me this great thing and I'm going to think it's amazing and it will get stolen from me. But on the other hand, I also have to have hope, which is exactly what Kurt would want us to have. So I hope they're doing what we think they're doing, and I hope they do it well. Please don't butcher it. Okay, thanks.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. So we go from this Mystique meeting to him chatting with his little BAMF buddy, and then is interrupted by Dagger, a cloakless Dagger.
Yes, which is sad boy hour for Dagger.
Yeah, she's like there. She's in a fight with Cloak, and you know, I mean, I get it. It happens. You know, you can't like share like your powers with somebody and your life with somebody and not go through hard times. So totally get it. But I think that this is all just kind of like prefacing the idea that Cloak and Dagger are mutants now, or they're going to be, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess like, I don't know. This issue feels like there's a lot of like, I don't know. It almost feels like it's kind of like a meetup point for like all these little things that Marvel's like, okay, let's clean some stuff up. We're going to clean things up. We're going to shine them. And, you know, so I don't know. Maybe they'll do that. Maybe not. Or maybe it's just another case of Spurrier decides to throw some random characters in the series. Who knows?
I mean, they should might as well call it Uncanny Garbage Man then. Just cleaning everything up.
Stop.
Hey, I will tell you, the Garbage Men of New York City are true heroes. So
fucking facts. Respect. Yeah. You know what? Though there are celebrity listeners of today, not because they are celebrities, but because they should be. Thank you, Garbage Men of New York.
Amen. Amen. So that whole thing is interrupted now by Rhino. Express train coming through. I mean, super lame. Okay, a little aside. I went and visited my nieces this past weekend, and my sister was telling me that their new favorite show that they love is the Spidey and Friends, which is like for the little kids, and it's got like a Spider-Man, a Miles Morales Spider-Man, and like Spider-Gwen, and it's got those three characters, and then they fight all the Spider-Man characters or villains. And it was cute because my niece Dylan, my sister was like pushing her in this little thing, and she's 2 years old. And my sister goes, "Dylan, who's Green Goblin?" And she's like, "Green Goblin bad, Rhino bad, Doc Ock bad." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm living for this right now. This is my dream coming true." So yeah, that just came up when I saw the Rhino. I was like, "Oh, Dylan, Rhino bad." That is very true.
I love that. Just like we get some soundbite of Dylan saying that, and then we just press it anytime Rhino shows up in the series.
I like that idea. I'm gonna see what I can do about that. But then we end up with Orcus and Silver Sable, and they're all trying to figure out how they're gonna pick up Kurt and how they're gonna get him, and in the process of them. In the process of watching this, Silver Sable realizes that maybe their Orcus has not been truthful about what's been going on, because it seems that Rhino is wearing the exact same thing that she saw Kurt wearing when he was killing all those people. So that takes a turn, and she's basically like, "I want my people, and we're leaving, and we won't kill you then." And then she goes after Kurt.
I mean, listen. She has good priorities at that moment. Other than I don't know Silver Sable's character super well in terms of like, you know, I haven't read a lot of comics with her or anything, but like, why is she working for fascists? Like, I know she's a mercenary, but even she has standards. And I spoke to a friend about this, who's a Twitter mutual and a big Silver Sable fan, like far more than I am. And I was like, is she like in character with that? And my friend was even like, I don't think so. Because, like her whole thing as a character, from my understanding, is she's a mercenary, but her goal is to, you know, basically provide for her country, you know, in terms of have the economic stability by having her mercenary business. That's what I understand, at least. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't like that. She would not work for Orcus. So that's a miss for me. But I like seeing her in action. And absolutely, let's go after Kurt. Absolutely. Let's go get him.
I feel like the only thing I disagree slightly with is I feel like this series kind of made it clear that she didn't really know what Orcus was until this moment. And maybe that's why. But I do agree that she probably wouldn't work with fascists in general if she knew they were fascists. And then we have these like Power Ranger people with their different colors, red, blue, green, orange. They're all shooting at Kurt. And Silver Sable like gets in there and she's like fighting him. You know, all sexy like.
Sexy! Sexy! That's what I imagine it's like. Except Sable doesn't actually fight like that. Sorry, Sable.
No, she's, yeah, well, she's got a gun too.
She's a badass. I'm a nuisance. She's a badass.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm never going to disagree with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Honesty is valued here. Simply honest.
That's it. The only tea we drink is honest tea.
Oh my God. We should make that a segment. What if we did that? People ask us our hot takes on stuff.
I mean, I'll be canceled in 2 seconds, but sure, let's do it.
I'll be canceled in like 4. It's okay. It won't be long.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You'll just follow me down my drain.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're fighting. She's got his tail and she's, I don't know. It's like, she's just like talking about how soft his tail is. And then, you know, as they're having their little sexy talk a bit, I don't know. She pulls his mask off. So she's like, he doesn't have a mask on. And then Kurt realizes that Rhino is charging at them. So he, you know, bamps her away all heroic light and like, and then they end up in the dark and they end up talking about a little bit more. And Kurt starts asking her about her homeland, which of course is like, I mean, now like her, I hope her suit is a waterproof is all I have to say about that. I mean,
stop.
She is into it. She is into it. And then she's like, I'm going to take off my helmet because there's a light on it and it's going to make it so sexy. And yeah, so she does. And somehow Kurt, what happened? I'm like so confused there. He gets like pulled backwards and then she falls on top of him and then they're kissing. I feel like this all happened very quickly, in my opinion.
Agreed.
It
was just. Like, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's like she was like 5 seconds ago, she was like ready to kill him. And now she's kissing him. It felt very like, how old are they? How old are they? Are they 16? Okay, I get it if they're 16. But I mean, these are adults here.
No, they're definitely not. I mean, that's my criticism because here was my thought. When I first read this issue and I specifically read like these moments with Sable and Kurt, at first it's like, oh my goodness, Kurt gets to be all charming and he gets to have fun with a hot badass woman. That's great. And then my second thought is kind of like you said, well, this kind of happened suddenly. Like there's no lead up. There's no buildup of tension either. You know what I mean? Like typically when people are that spontaneous, especially adults, because like you said, they're not 16. They don't have the raging hormones. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody's different, but still, you know, there's still some buildup of tension, you know? And so that's kind of how I felt. When I, you know, went back and read it again, I was kind of like, well, now this feels like it feels cheap. You know, I feel like I was kind of robbed because it's like, oh, look, we'll give you sexy, flirty Kurt, but there's no build up to it. And this woman who is hot, she's a badass. She is supposedly, to my knowledge, known for putting her job above people, including herself, especially over herself and her feelings about anyone or anything besides her country. It's kind of like, why would she just get stupid, like, old James Bond girl horny, basically? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what it felt like to me. It's just like, she's a, like, poorly written Bond girl that it's just cheaply thrown, and she's just there to make Bond, or in this case, Kurt, look better. Which, don't get me wrong, I want Kurt to be himself, and I want him to be better, but I don't want it to be at the cost of another phenomenal character, especially a woman character. Like, fuck off.
So I have to say that the romance that they should be shooting for with these two characters it should be like word for word Catwoman and Batman in Batman Returns. Like that whole like not quite knowing who each other are and, you know, being on the opposite sides of each other, but then slowly realizing, you know, like that whole, like it should have, I guess it should have just unfolded a little bit slower for me. But you know, they're like kissing. I mean, you know, they're going to get married now, I guess. And
shut then, the fuck up. I can't with you. I really can't do this. I got to leave everybody. Sorry. Lisa's taking over. I'm going to bed. I need Kurt a nap after that.
Kurt is definitely the kind of guy who like has a ring in his back pocket at all times. He's Michael so Scott. Cute. He is Michael Scott. Like on a third date, he is proposing.
He's obnoxious in that way. And at the same time, I think it's super sweet. But yes, like, well, and that's the thing. I feel like Silver Sable is a placeholder here almost, because one thing I got asked at one point when I was talking to somebody is, do I think or see or want them to continue as like a serious couple going forward? And I mean, we still have a couple more issues that this limited to make a full decision, but kind of like you said, because it's happening so quickly and kind of inorganically as well with the way it's written, I'm not a fan of that. And I enjoy both characters tremendously. But yeah, I feel like Silver Sable's, they're just like, we need a woman to put Kurt with so he can be charming and flirty because fans are mad that we screwed him up the last two series, which they did. I am completely on that train of they fucked him up. But this isn't the answer to make a limited series where it's just like all of the 2000s, where you put him with a woman, a great woman character at that, and then they just don't work out either way. Either it's because the plot didn't work out well, the writer decided they just were, you know, ill-fated basically as a couple, or Kurt as a character is like, I don't deserve love. We got to get past that with this character. So like all these things, I'm just like, this isn't the way to do it. Like, I want Kurt to be himself again, but let him just fully be himself without all these all these strings attached to the fans. You know, well, if you want him to be himself again, you have to get over this. Oh, you want this from him? Well, this is still going to happen. You can't have it all. Like, God damn it. Yeah. It's frustrating because this issue is so fun and I love that it's fun, but I feel like we're almost like a traumatized fan base that we're just like, thank God we got something decent with our character. And we have every right that way. And I'm also on the train of, but I still want to have high expectations. So like, I'm not going to praise Spurrier for this romance. I'm just going to say thank you for giving Kurt something, but you still have a lot more to do that's better, dude. And that.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
So now they're like a couple and the rhino shows up again. So Kurt's like, I'm a BAMF, you guys. We're going to BAMF, BAMF, BAMF. BAMF, BAMF, BAMF. BAMF, BAMF, BAMF. BAMF the rhino. BAMF and rhino. He's bad. And they just basically like BAMF him into a crater, which is, you know.
You know, that's where I prefer to go on my first like date, or is it a hookup? I don't know what we're calling this, but that's where I prefer to go on my first whatever this is.
The rhino hole.
Yeah, everybody, where'd you go on your first date to go? The rhino hole. I'm sorry, what?
The rhino hole. The rhino hole. I think there was a whole Ace Ventura about that too.
Listen, the rhino hole, I feel like this is gonna be so offensive to say. I really don't mean it to be, but I might just get attacked for this, and rightfully so. But the rhino hole just sounds like a gay club or something, like specifically a gay man club, aimed at gay men.
It's okay. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say this: a rhino is a hairless bear.
That makes perfect sense. I've never heard of that, but that makes perfect sense. I accept that.
Yeah, and I here's the thing. I am a straight woman. I understand that I have no say in the matter, but I'm offering it up. I'm offering it.
Hey, rhino. Listen, I'm a bi woman, so I don't get a say in that either. But at the same time, like I think it's worth putting to, you know, the Banff Nation. You know, you guys can decide what you want to do with that.
I mean, here's the thing. You don't have a lot of, there's not a lot of options for a hairless bear. You're talking like what, you know, a hippo? No. Hippo, absolutely not.
Elephant, that one should be funny.
Elephant is no. Elephant, absolutely not as well. Like, but no, rhino?
Like rhino. Like rhino at least sounds kind of like sexy in a weird way. Listen, don't talk to me. All right. We're already on this road. It's over.
Rhinos. Like, rhinos are like, are not like fat. They're like thick. They're like sturdy. Like a bear. Like, rawr.
And they're also, that's the sound a rhino makes.
And they're also very horny. Like, hey.
That's the password to get into the rhino hole. I'm so sorry, guys. The rhino hole club. We've gone off the rails again with zero intention, but that's the password, is you have to make that rawr sound that Lisa just made. And you have to make it in that way. If you don't, you got to practice it till you get it right. Then you're let in.
I'll do it again. Rawr. There you go.
What is that, a meerkat or a frog?
I think it's a frog cat.
I love it. Supported.
Exactly. All right. So basically we're at the end of the issue now, and Sable is left sitting by herself, not a Kurt in sight, in the rhino hole, being like, this is going to be more challenging than I expected. And it's because of your emotions. Don't let emotions get in the way of your job, babe. That's why married people shouldn't work together, probably, because that shit gets in the way. So, you know, stop falling in love with the men you're supposed to kill, Silver Sable. I don't know what else to tell you.
I mean, listen, I think that's a great lesson for everyone. Stop falling in love with the men you're supposed to kill. It's just, I mean, that's a great lesson for all of us, including me. Let's all remember that together.
Yes, exactly. We'll even make a song about it. Stop falling in love with the men you're trying to kill. Bum, bum. Stop falling in love with the men you're trying to kill.
The Simply Amazing soundtrack is coming to you just in time for the holiday season.
Yes.
When you want to kill everyone. You're welcome.
Exactly. We have a song called All We Want for Christmas is Kurt.
Yes! I love it. I love it. Supported. Anybody who is musically talented that would like to help produce, write, and sing that track, call us.
Yeah, let us know, because we both are not.
No, I am very much not. I wish I was. I've tried to be musically talented. It is not in my genes as much as I want it to be.
I think if me and you pooled our talent together, we'd only be like worth half a William Hung.
Yeah, if that. That's if we're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, two bangs, two bangs. There you go. Yeah, so we have gone off the rails, but the issue's over.
But it's over, so why worry about it?
Exactly, you know. But let me tell you, I'm in. You got me, Sai. You got me coming. Like, you got me doing. I'm in. I'm here for five issues with you. So let's make the most of it. You know, let's have a good time. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like I'm at the point where it's like, okay, I'm gonna keep reading, because it's fun at least, but I also feel like I have a magnifying glass. Like, I'm like, all right, well, now you really have me paying attention, so I'm really gonna look extra hard now. Like, I'm gonna low-key scrutinize, because again, I feel like for every decent thing, and again, decent, not good, just decent thing he does with Kurt, there's like three other at least not great things behind it coming up. So, and I've heard some things about the later issues, and I don't know what they are. I just know that I've heard about layer issues in the limited series, and that I've been warned. And I've also been like, people have been like, I'm interested to see what you think of this, but not like in a fun way. Like, they haven't asked me in a fun way. They're like, ooh, I want to know what you think. I'm like, oh, I don't know what it's about though. Again, I just know it's about the issues. I don't know specifically. So I got nothing. Nobody's told me anything beyond that. So,
We'll find out, you know, we'll know by this time next year, and, you know, whether or not Marvel still exists, we'll see.
Right. Well, the good news is, unless Lisa wants to add something before we move on to one more thing, we asked you guys on the Twitter web, we're not calling it its new name, absolutely the hell not. And so we asked you guys, you know, if you had any questions you wanted us to answer on the pod. So I figured, why don't we take the little extra time we have on this episode today and ask some questions? Full disclosure, you will get some serious answers. You will also get some ridiculous answers, as always. So if you expect 100% serious for us, you will not get it. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
No, we don't. So I don't know. What question do you want to start with first, Lisa? You can have a random one, you can have a more serious one, or you can have an over the top one.
Let's go over the top.
All right. Oh, you picked the question you're not going to answer. I love this for you.
Oh, shit.
So our buddy, John Klein the Third, I think the three is important, so I will say it. Asks, any plans on changing up your branding to super amazing, maybe for extra long episodes? How do you feel about that, Lisa?
No. And you know what? No is a full sentence.
No is a full sentence. But what if it's like, it's a spinoff? It's just how we, it's just the branding for our longer episodes.
Okay, go spin off then. I mean, no.
You're just mad because it has the word super in it. Dang. Why can't we be super too?
Because we're simply amazing.
Simply. There's nothing super about it.
No, nothing super about it.
You know what? Maybe one day the amazing branding will expand, and then I'll have the super amazing pod where that's where I can talk about anything super related. And Lisa's like, anytime I say Supergirl on this podcast, she's like, ah, your other pod, get out of here with that.
No, I'll have a super, you know what I'll do? I'll have a super jar. And it's like every time you say super something, oh, put a dollar in the jar and I'll be a millionaire.
Probably. I don't have the money to afford that. I can't do it.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll get you some lines of credit. We'll get it.
Ugh, something. God damn. All right. With Krakoa ending, Jug on Twitter asked this. With Krakoa ending, do you think Nightcrawler should go back to X-Books or stay with the Spider books and maybe hang with other heroes?
I'm going to say B. I want him to kind of branch out and do other things. Like there's so many reasons for him to branch out, and he has so many existing relationships with all these other heroes just through his time with Excalibur and everything. So I'd like to see that. I would love to see him stand on his own more and be more than just an X-Men character.
I love that. I think that's a really good answer. Yeah. I mean, I think I would like to see him even more than, you know, with the Spidey friends. Like, I really like what you said about make him his own character. I think aligning him as a standalone character outside of any team. Because, you know, like, of course, Wolverine Logan is associated with the X-Men. But people know Logan because he's Logan. You know what I mean? Like, he's that big a character. And so that's kind of what I would... I don't even know how it's possible. I don't know what it would take. But I would like to see that, too. I think that would be really great. Because I feel like, too, that's the only way Kurt is going to get very recognized as his own character is stepping away from the X-Men. Because as long as he's with the X-Men, he kind of blends in with the X-Men, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
So, all right. Well, you have it.
Good question, Jug.
Yes.
Your question was okay too, John.
Poor John. John, I'm sorry. You're on the Lisa watch list. But you're on my nice list. So, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah, well, my nice list is very short for a very good reason. Because they don't make it. They don't usually make it.
Damn.
Okay, this is becoming an actionable threat. We have to move on.
Well, I just wanted to ask to finish off that question. So, because I commented back on Twitter to him. I said, start the Kurt draft. May the best team receive Kurt. What if we did a Kurt draft to see where he ended up? Like what team or like with what group he hung with for a bit or like what he led or something. I think that'd be fun, a Kurt draft.
Yeah, that would be cool. It kind of reminds me of like in Arrested Development when George Bluth was trying to decide what gang to affiliate himself with at the in prison.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. But like totally like a prison. Just kidding. It's not.
Yeah,
we're a loving fandom. We would never put you in prison like that, Kurt.
No, I mean, unless you're bad.
Oh my God, Lisa, stop it. Silver Sable is taking you over.
Oh my God, she is.
I'm calling an exorcist.
Okay, next. What's the next question?
Should Nightcrawler and Doctor Strange have a weird, psychedelic, and yet oddly wholesome team up adventure? That was asked by @mysticalme337.
I mean, sure. Why not? I'm not against it.
I mean, You know, it's been a while since they've had that, because they had that one X-Men annual with Kurt and Doctor Strange where you look at, like, Kurt's origin a bit, I think, or something. So, like, I mean, they are overdue for it. So, like, I guess, why not?
Yeah, I mean, that annual is pretty iconic. It has the moment that I've only done one stupid Insta reel for Simply Amazing, and it was this moment where Stephen Strange is like, how did you get here? And it's to Deborah Cox's, how did you get here? So I'm very proud of that. But I mean, I'm very Doctor Strange indifferent. I don't really have a feeling yay or nay about him. So show me, and I'll read it.
Show me it. Lisa is demanding tonight.
I am. Show me. What happened?
I was like, you're basically just like, show me or else right now. That's your attitude right now.
That's it. Exactly. That's it. So,
well, that's all we got today. That's our little Simply Amazing mailbox. It's Simply Mail.
I love it. Simply amazing.
Amazing. Ugh. It has mail in it. Like
simply emailing.
That works.
There it is. Okay. All right. Perfect. Anyway. Well, guys, thanks for coming and listening and sending us questions and, you know, loving us and or hating us or whatever, you know, feeling indifferent to us. That's whatever you feel towards us is totally fine and valid. We love you anyway. Lauren, tell the people where they can find you specifically.
You can find me on like pretty much every social media, like all the big ones at Friendly NBHDBI. I'm still taking a pause on the YouTube show stuff. Life is just too freaking hectic. So yeah, pretty much just find me there. I mean, anything else I do, you'll see there. Unless it's, you know, something I do in my own life that is not comic related, then I will probably hide it forever. The count's coming in.
There it is. Well, it is almost Halloween. Well, we're recording this right before Halloween, so
it is true.
So come find us on all of our socials. We're on Twitter, we're on Blue Sky, we're on Instagram, we're on all of them. So you can find all of our handles on our website, simplyamazingpod.com. And you know, tell us you love us, come with, rate us, subscribe to us, you know, do whatever you want to do. And if you are, you know, meeting that new girl who's trying to kill you, but now she starts making out with you, just take like 5 seconds. But remember, you're still simply amazing.